back seat. Wednesday episodes are dedicated to guests and miscellaneous things like music suggestions and just things that I have on my mind that I want to share. So today we're talking about therapy. It's just me today. I'm going to quick give you my experience on therapy because I think that people are curious about therapy if they've never been. I know I was. And I've actually been through 4 different types of therapy in the last like 4 or 5 years. I'm very happy and fine with saying that because I know what therapy really is. And I truly believe that every human being should be able to and would really benefit from going to a therapist of sorts. I'm not a professional. I'm not a psychologist, psychiatrist. I am a hairstylist of 8 years. So you could say I'm semi not professional, but professional with this. I just have a lot of experience with talking to people and hearing people out and talking them through situations. And I really thoroughly enjoy doing that. But at the same time, you know, when you're doing that constantly, it really feels like you need to do that yourself. You can't listen to so many people's lives and experiences and then not look at your own and self-reflect. And then that can be a very kind of daunting task to do by yourself, I think. So about, how old am I? I'm 27, 6'5", 4. So really like 3.5, 4 years ago, I started this therapy journey. So I'm going to fill you in on that. And then at the end of the episode, I actually want to tell you about one song that I think that everybody should listen to. But that's our episode for the day. Okay. So therapy. My first experience with therapy was like, I don't know the real names of this either. It was like standard therapy, what you would imagine. And let me get in, let me say, if you're somebody who doesn't think that they need a therapist because it makes you feel weak and you have like a resistance to it because you imagine that it makes you a weak person, I'm here to tell you in my humble opinion that you're just very wrong there, because it's a very it's the opposite to, I think, go through your mind and figure out and heal and grow. It's the opposite thing of weak. It takes a very strong person to do that. Also, if you're somebody who thinks you can't afford therapy at all, I think that there's some affordable options that will be really useful and helpful. I think that we are growing in the direction of hopefully expanding our mental health accessibility. But there's an option in here that I definitely turned to when I could not afford much. So there's that. And then also, if you're somebody who's in therapy, I think maybe I have a couple things to say as well, because the reason why I've gone through so many different kinds of therapy is because I'm not settling for, a therapist that doesn't, you know, or a type of therapy that didn't really jive with me. Even though I took great things out of everyone. So back to it. The first type of therapy I went through was like your standard, what you imagine therapy is, in a small office with 2 chairs sitting next to each other or sitting across from each other. It was like this comfy couch, and then her and her like good comfy chair. There's like a little record player on the little stereo on the ground and like a bookshelf, and just very out of a movie therapist. Now, what did I like? I'm going to do likes and dislikes of everyone. I did like the intimacy, the fact that it was just me and a person. I'm rather comfortable in that scenario anyway, so I wasn't off put by that. I liked her accessibility. I could speak to her at any point. What I didn't like, though, a few things, and this is, you know, I don't want to be offensive in any way, but I don't think that she was a therapist for me. I didn't exactly enjoy not that you need to enjoy therapy, but what I didn't like was, I'll give you an example, and no, again, everybody's doing their own and doing their best, but I remember one time me having a really tough time and talking through a lot of stuff, and she looked at me and she said, "You got this. It sounds like you got this all figured out. You got everything, you got it." And I'm like, why would you tell somebody who is in the middle of all of this that I have it? But then, of course, I'm going back and being like, maybe she was right. Maybe I was just overthinking. But whatever. I had a resistance or something to that whole process. Plus, it didn't help that it was extremely expensive. So every visit was, like, very expensive. And I mean, like, I want to say it was $160 every time I saw her. Maybe $120 or something like that. Which I was going every week. And obviously that has to be a huge priority for you to want to spend that money. So I stuck with it, thinking and, you know, hoping that it was going to continue to push me to grow. And I definitely had some breakthroughs and great conversations with her. But it, at the end of the day, it wasn't sustainable at all. So then I had exhausted my fines, my financials on that situation, and decided to do something called Talkspace, which I've heard on podcasts, actually. And no, this is not a paid advertisement. I freaking wish, but no. I just really, I was a big podcast listener then, and I had heard about Talkspace a few times. So I thought, maybe let me try this out. The thing that I like about Talkspace is that it is rather affordable, but the thing that I saw the biggest drawback as it being affordable, I only had the option to text my therapist, so there was a disconnection for me because I don't exactly live on my phone, and I'm learning how to communicate better through text and stuff, but I don't know, it was hard for me because I had to type so much, and I'm like, this is a lot of typing. So literally affordable, but too much typing. The next two are kind of different forms of therapy, which is pretty neat. But before we do that too, I just have a feeling like, you know, for me, therapy was just always about, at the end of the day, being more peaceful, finding more peace in my life and finding more calmness and, you know, feeling more grounded and just wanting to reach a better place. I didn't know what better looked like. I didn't know what it would feel like, but I knew that I felt like uneasy in my skin, if that makes sense. Like I wasn't feeling at peace, and just I wanted things to be easy and I wanted to have fun again, and I wasn't having fun, and that's why I sought out a therapist. And I do it with no problem and sought out therapy with no problem because I'm not ashamed to dive into mental health. I love mental health. I love to talk about and go through like emotions and feelings. And I truly don't know if that is because I'm a hairstylist and I've been doing this for 8 years, or if that's just my nature. I think it's a combination of everything I've ever experienced, of course, and everything is meaningful and purposeful, and I believe in that. But, you know, if some people might resist therapy, and I'm just not that person. I never have. And if you are that person, I would love for your own sake to just put yourself out on a limb potentially and open that box up inside your brain, because there's no point in being here except learning ourselves so that we can be better versions of ourselves and grow. I think that our only purpose on this earth is to grow. But yeah, so the next type of therapies are a little different, and they're definitely, I don't know, they're just different. So the next one I went through was something called emotional intelligence training. And all I wrote for this was that it was intense. So a very intense experience. How I came upon this experience was through a client. And Ian, if you ever listen to this, hello. I hope you're doing so well in California. Ian moved to San Diego, and I will go visit, I swear. He lives on the beach, and he is a really cool guy. And Ian's thing, when he came into the barbershop, I was just very taken aback by Ian's level. I don't know, I think it was a vibrational thing. Like, his just pureness and what seemed to be contentment and peacefulness to him. And we quickly got on, I think, the topic of just life stuff and, you know, success and growing and growth mindset and all this stuff. And he lightly suggested, you know, like, he was like, you can look into this. I did it for myself and I got a lot out of it. And that was where he left it. So I started to look into what he suggested, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. What do I have to lose? Let's do it. And so I went through this emotional intelligence training, and I went through 2 weekends of it. And intense means a couple things. Intense with the schedule. So it was like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. to like 11 o'clock at night for 3 days in a row for the first weekend. And then the same deal for the second weekend, but it was 4 days. So the first weekend, like, you're up all day, all night. It was close enough to my house that I could drive home, but you had like assignments to do at home as well. So it was a very intense 3 days. They really exhausted you emotionally in a lot of ways and made you just like become wide open and become very uncomfortable and then comfortable and uncomfortable. And it was like a very, very just intense experience. It was like, let's face all of this stuff in the wide open. Let's dive through it and just like chop it up and just face it. And that means a lot of different things and a lot of different exercises. And it's just an experience that you have to go through in order to understand it, I think. And when you do go through it, you understand, no, it's not a cult. No, it's not anything that is making you believe in something that is not already within you. Just the power of you and the power of choosing your thoughts wisely and not reacting in, you know, not reacting from emotion, but being able to go through your thoughts and really be, you know, and pick through them and make sure that you're moving in a forward direction. Just good things. The second weekend was even more intense than the first. So that was like really, 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 really intense. I don't know another word to say it. It brings up all of your, all of my, so my things are like, I actually have a lot of anger inside of me that I never really dealt with. So it brought that out of me in a way that I never experienced in my life before. And that just being able to come to the surface was me being able to gain this awareness that it's within me. Before, I wouldn't even have known. And I wouldn't have even known as I was a road rage freak. Like, when my friends would call me, if I was on the phone with my friends, which you shouldn't do, but Bluetooth is a thing. So if I was on the phone with my friends and a car cut me off or whatever, I would, I mean, even if I was by myself, but they would hear it a lot, so they know, I would lose my mind in anger. And it was just like little hot moment of getting some of that fire within me out that I didn't even know was in me, to be honest. So that emotional intelligence training, very, 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 very intense experience, but also very amazing as far as growth in a short amount of time. So it'll push you and push your buttons and push you emotionally and push you physically, but it was a really great experience and a really great shift in a short amount of time. And no, those things are not, well, I can't speak for everything, but the one that I experienced was definitely not anything of a cult. I think that people really, you know, get in love with their experience and want to share that. And I think that, of course, you're going to be met with resistance from people that haven't experienced it, because I think a lot of people come from like just fear. Everybody comes from fear at the end of the day. Not everybody, but you know, it's a big thing, like whatever. So that's the third type of therapy, I would say. Out of the first three that I talked to, I definitely got the most out of that experience. I got the, and meaning I got like, I think I saw the most about myself. I learned the most about myself, and I was able to understand myself much more and in a much quicker way than the other two forms. The first, the standard therapy, I could see that being an option for somebody who, you know, if you can afford it or if you can get a therapist that you're covered with and you have it long term, I think it could be beneficial. But to me, it seems a bit more, you know, a slower process of growth, which is great. But I'm like, results, let's get them, let's do it. So I really enjoyed the emotional intelligence training. And then, of course, Talkspace, I do think is a really great option. But maybe for people that are really, you know, used to the phone and going to embrace the phone, I do believe that the phones and the internet are purely a gift here, and I think that we are meant to use them, but we are meant to use them in constructive ways that add to our lives versus steal from them. So if you embrace your phone, and you should embrace your phone, I think, then definitely try Talkspace. And okay, so then the last form of therapy and the most recent form of therapy that I have been through, and actually maybe my favorite kind, has been hypnotherapy, which has been very interesting. I did 8 weeks, an 8-week program of hypnotherapy. It was one session per week. And the difference between hypnotherapy and the other ones, in my opinion, is that hypnotherapy really gave me work to do every day. And what I mean by that is, with the standard therapy, I would go in there and I'll be like, this happened, this is how I'm feeling. And then when I left, I would try to maintain that, but it would be like, you know, I would get back into my life and my habits, and then I would go back the next week and be like, oh, this week was this, and I did this week, you know? With Talkspace, It was more of just like a resource that I could pull out at any point and just like hit this person with a text and be like, this is happening. And then with the training, it was like a very intense few weekends with definitely shifts in myself that I carried through. But then you have patterns. So patterns are going to start to come back and patterns are going to start to be their patterns again. So the thing with hypnotherapy was 8 weeks was a long time of my life. It was only one session per week. But what it did was it gave me work to do every morning, every night, and every day throughout the day to continue to work. So it was a lot of work, a lot of hard work to go through 8 weeks of hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy is not what you might think it is. It is not going into a place and then being completely hypnotized and unaware of what's going on. It just is not. My first session, she asked me if I had ever been hypnotized, and I was like, no. Because I was like, no, I've never been on a stage and like, you know, hypnotized and then did something I don't remember at all. Never been there. And she looked at me and she was like, we had talked about a little bit about who I was, and she's a really amazing human being. Her name is Dawn, and she was just amazing. And she said, no, you totally have been hypnotized. And she said, you know, when you're meditating or deep breathing or whatever, you know, and you open your third eye and you feel that and you feel that connectedness. She was like, that's hypnotist or hypnotism. I don't know. That's being hypnotized. And I was like, okay, yeah, I've definitely been in that state of awareness. If you're a stoner, if you smoke weed, even if you drink, I think that drinking, I don't know. But if you're a stoner and you have been like, and you know what I mean, then that's basically what hypnotherapy is, except you're not high. So the clarity of it is amazing. It's really cool. And I definitely would go through a whole session for an hour and a half of hypnotherapy, of a recorded hypnotherapy, and not remember the majority of what I'm hearing. But it's not because I wasn't, obviously I'm not like aware. It just like cuts through your conscious mind into your subconscious and plants these seeds of subconscious things to break up the patterns that you have going on. So I kind of went there with different expectations than definitely when I left. And I went there with, I think, and what I, you know, historically me as a pattern of why I was going to therapy too is because you're looking for an answer, right? You're looking for something outside of you to work for you. And everything that I've learned in hypnotherapy or any type of therapy, the emotional training, any of it, it's all from within you. So nobody is going to fix you. It's just not going to happen. And to quote my old business partner, Sean, this stuck with me so much. And if Sean, if you hear this as well, he said one time to me, all you got is you. And I totally just, it stuck with me the way he said it. And in the conversation that we were having, and that really rings true when I'm thinking about therapy and I'm thinking about hypnotherapy. Even going and seeing a hypnotist and going through these trainings and waking up and listening to my recording and going to bed and listening to a recording every night and doing tapping exercises throughout the day and all of this stuff, nobody is going to do that except for me, and none of the change is going to come from anywhere except from myself. And where therapy has led me to eventually as well has been my faith and my faith in God. And I will continue to use the word God. I understand. I'm sure that you may have some layers of feelings underneath the word God, but I want to rethink about and you to rethink about God as something so much chiller than what you might think. This morning I woke up, I think that a really great exercise for me moving forward, you know, like what I like to do in the morning is simple. I like to wake up and sit and just breathe. And a good place to start is 10 deep breaths. Committing to 10 deep breaths before you do anything, before you pick up your cell phone, before you like feel any feelings about the day. You're still in a dream state for those first breaths. So I told my client one time who was expressing that he was very stressed and, you know, all over the place and stuff. And he's like, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. Saying, just all the work stuff he had to do and all the priorities he had and all the things that he listed and how he was so overwhelmed, and also how he had to start adding yoga. And I just need an hour of yoga. I need to meditate for 20 minutes a day. That's always something I hear. I need to meditate for 20 minutes a day. Meditating for 20 minutes a day is extremely difficult. I was like, dude, wake up and breathe 10 deep breaths, but breathe them purposefully, meaningfully in your nose, deep in your nose, and push out your mouth. And when you're doing it, don't overthink it, but just think about all these tiny little things that you are grateful for. And I don't want you to tune out your mind when I say you're grateful for. I mean, like, sit and be grateful for the fact that your air can go into your nose and you can breathe it. Sit and be thankful that you have, you know, thankful for your bed. And you don't have to believe it at all. You don't have to believe it. You're going to feel crazy and you just got to get over yourself. You got to get the fuck over yourself and just keep doing it, because it feels really fake and false until it doesn't. And when it doesn't, you're like, what? Which is amazing. You know, these moments of gratitude that make you cry, so cool. And then, like, go look at a tree when you're in a space of gratitude, and that shit will make you cry. And so eventually what happened for me was, like, yeah, seeing tree. I'm looking at a tree right now in my window, and it's amazingly beautiful. It has these red leaves. And just, like, the whole thing, growing out of the ground, beautiful and amazing, and the sun's on it, and I love it. But anyway, what I started to learn and discover was, like, that gratitude was for this pure creation and these things around me, everything around me, no matter what it is, this microphone that I have in front of me, it's really incredible. And then I started to get into the atoms thing and being obsessed with that, but I'm not going to talk about that again. And eventually I came to understanding that I am just the tiniest little molecule of a person, and I am nothing without the outside force of the atmosphere, the world, these atoms, our creator, the one big creator. And if you have to say universe, if you have to say, or not even have to, if that makes you feel comfortable and that makes you feel connected, universe, spirit, whatever it is that's comfortable for you, keep exploring that and keep getting comfortable and keep learning and keep being grateful for it. Because then you can start your day in a space of gratitude and it'll just be a much cooler day. So definitely, if you are thinking about therapy, do it in some way. If you don't have access to a therapist, you don't have one that you're covered under, you don't want to do Talkspace, make sure you have a friend or a good hairstylist to talk to, because you got to talk about your things. I think that that's the best way that we process our information, is to just speak about it and to give it, you know, shine a light on what we might not want to shine a light on. So yeah. And then also, I think it's definitely a dying thought that therapy makes you weak. I know we're all about mental health, so I hope that you guys are in that space. But if you're somebody who still has those leftover feelings, like therapy is for somebody who has something wrong with them, a lot, like, pull it up from your bootstraps and just act like nothing's wrong with you. Our brains are very fragile. And they're fragile, but they're incredibly strong. I think that we are miraculous and the most strong and capable and incredible human beings, even in our quote unquote, like, shortfalls and shortcomings. So for any reason that you think that you want to, you know, you don't even need a reason. That's the thing. When things are going great, I love to have a therapist. When things are going amazing, at any time, I think it's a really beautiful thing to connect to somebody. And more importantly, connect to yourself. And most importantly, connect to universe and the spirit around you. And in doing that, then you are so much more connected to the physical around you. So whether that is a tree or that is your neighbor or the people that you see when we get to go outside again, I think, you know, understanding your miraculousness and the greatness that is within you, because so much of us cover up this greatness with these feelings of shame or guilt or fear or whatever we have compacted on top of us from a young age or from a not so young age, whatever. It keeps us from seeing our wonderfulness, and then it blinds us to other people's. But once you can really figure that out, then you will see other people in a whole new light and you'll love people again, if you don't right now. So therapy, 10 out of 10, highly recommend. Before I shut this podcast down for the day, I want to also suggest a song to you. and an artist. His name is Tom Misch. I'm obsessed. I posted like 20 things about him the other day. I'm shameless about it because I think everybody should listen to him. And in particular, there is a song called Follow that is a really neat song. It's just a good message. I can't find myself listening to songs that have like dark, deep messages because I am rather empathetic, I think, when it comes to music especially. And I end up taking all those emotions on. Like, I'm totally that person who pretends like they're in a music video and will feel every word. And so I did have a client one time a few years ago, 3-4 years ago, and we got on the topic of music, and he's like, you know, just be really careful with what you listen to. You gotta really, really be careful with that, and do it thoughtfully, and do it in a way that you understand this music has a big impact on you. And it totally does. Music is a huge part of my life, but at the same time, I don't listen to a lot of music with words. Like, I really enjoy classical music and I love instrumental music, and I love like the art of people playing instruments because it's something that I have no clue how to do, and I think it's amazing. So a lot of the music that I tend to listen to is rather no, you know, a lot of them don't have lyrics, but this song, Follow by Tom Misch, is a really good message, and it'd be like a really good little jam to listen to right now in the morning on a Wednesday while we're quarantined. Because no matter what it is you're dealing or facing, just it's a cool little message. I actually shared it with my friend Allison, and I want to shout Allison out because she just started her own YouTube channel, and I applaud anybody who is like jumping into social media fearlessly and sharing themselves. Her and her husband Brandon are redoing a house. She's at Small Space Mama on Instagram. I've known Allison forever. We actually we were in a fender bender together one time, and that was the funniest thing ever. She backed into a car. We worked at Dairy Queen together. Long story, but it was really, really funny. So I adore her. She's a really good time, and she has 3 little babies, and they're redoing a home from scratch. So I'm a huge HGTV fan, but it's been super cool to watch them do things in real time. You know, as young people my age with their own babies, it's interesting. It's definitely a ton of work. So I'm going to keep following along on her journey. And I love a little social media shameless use. I think it's real healthy for the brain. So hope you guys have an amazing day. Please message me if you have any thoughts on therapy. Again, I'm not a professional, but I am a hairstylist, so I do know how to talk a lot, and I enjoy it. So shoot me a message if you end up listening to this and have any thoughts on any of the topics, because I'll totally share and talk on them or whatever. So I love you all. I truly do. I love you so much, and I hope that you have a really killer day. I hope that it's a beautiful day. The weather looks great, so let's all get outside and get that vitamin D and keep ourselves healthy and sane and happy. Oh, God is good, guys. So, I'll talk to you on the next episode of In the Backseat, and that'll be on Sunday.